The number of active concealed carry licenses and permits in the U.S. is skyrocketing. The number has soared to more than 21.5 million this year. That, according to the annual report from the Crime Prevention Research Center. The CPRC also reports the spike is a 48% increase since 2016 and amounts to a 10.5% increase over the number of permits counted just a year ago in 2020. To talk more about these numbers, we have gun expert and self-defense instructor Mike Vanover. Good morning, Mike.
Morning. How are you?
I'm doing well. Glad you're here. As I said, the total of concealed carry gun permits this year has spiked to 21.5 million. What does that tell us about folks right now, perhaps what they're thinking right now?
I think the political climate has definitely been uncertain, and some people are concerned. And what they've done is said, look, you know, there's a permit process here, and I think we can engage in it. I think states have also relaxed maybe some of the money or financial burden that would be associated with permitting. So I think it definitely is a multifaceted issue, and people are reacting to those. So, you know, it's just a lot of factors go into it.
When it comes to this number, 21.5 million, is that number actually probably higher? Because there are people with carry permits that we don't know about, right?
I don't know if there are people with carry permits we don't know about. I mean, I think that information is pretty readily available, but it is possible that, I'm not an expert in every single state that's out there. So, I mean, it's possible that there are some different reporting requirements.
That's the thing that's tricky when talking about guns a lot of times. It is different from state to state. I guess I bring that up because, speaking of, you know, constitutional carry laws, can you elaborate on those? Because doesn't that essentially mean that there are states that don't require a concealed carry permit when you have those constitutional carry laws?
Constitutional states and what we call permitless carry states, I kind of lump them all together. But right now,
okay,
I believe there are 21 states in the union that allow permitless carry at varying ages. There are some that have 18 or make exceptions for military, and then there are others that are 21 years of age. The reciprocity, of course, between states becomes an issue sometimes when you have a state that requires some sort of a training or coursework associated with you're exercising your constitutional or natural right there of self-defense. But it varies from state to state. But it's encouraging to see 21 states that have jumped in and said, no, there's going to be permitless carry or constitutional carry in this state.
Yeah, I didn't realize that was the number, 21 constitutional carry states. I didn't realize it. When it comes to this number, 21.5 million, would your guess be that most of these folks are new concealed carry permit holders, brand new?
I would say that most of them are. Some probably are capitalizing on the fact that, again, financial restrictions have been eased, and I think that definitely helps. But I have seen in my own courses definitely a lot of new gun owners and new permittees coming into our courses and seeking training and advice.
When it comes to the state of Indiana, Mike, really quick, can you explain how you go about getting a concealed carry permit?
Absolutely. I mean, there's a website, and I don't have that right here in front of me, but the directions are pretty simple and definitely has eased it up from the previous process where you had to definitely jump through more hoops. They've definitely streamlined it. I think it's great for Indiana. I mean, it's just become a lot easier in Indiana to go through that process. Now, the same background check is in place. So
right,
all the security measures, all the things that would determine whatever under what code they're using. So the federal background check and the state background check is all still in place, and it's pretty extensive. So, but yeah, I mean, it's encouraging to see people engaging in that and taking, you know, that responsibility over.
Yeah, for sure. Mike, I appreciate you coming on and breaking it all down for us.
Absolutely. Thank you.
That is Mike Vanover, gun expert and self-defense instructor. By the way, I also know you can go to fwpd.org to obtain a gun license or permit. By the way, we're going to actually talk more about this when it comes to licensing, when it comes to your concealed carry permit here in the state of Indiana. We're going to talk more about this coming up this Saturday morning at 10:30 on my weekend show called Unholstered. I do the show alongside a captain with the Fort Wayne Police Department, Sophia Rosales-Scatina. So if you are a new gun owner or you're thinking about purchasing a gun, this will definitely be the episode for you coming up Saturday morning at 10:30.
Podcasts by Federated Media.